Hey guys, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Graziano. Today, we have such a fascinating guy on. Cam Dasani is a top financial expert. He left the corporate rat race to go and have time, money, freedom. He is a top trader and he teaches you how you can do it too. But beyond that, it doesn't just go, here you go, and then off you go. They have a software that allows you to make money while you sleep. It is amazing for you at every single level. Today, we learned all about trading, swing trading, trading options, and so much more. I absolutely love it. I highly recommend it. If you are in a place in your life where you want to make your money double, multiply, you want to do something great with your life, you want to understand time, money, freedom, and you want to get out the corporate rat race, or maybe you just want to learn from someone who's already done it. Welcome to the show, Cam Dasani.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
I'm so excited to have you here. You are somebody who really did escape the corporate rat race. Why was $250,000 a year not enough?
It didn't align with what I wanted in life. So realistically, I knew I always wanted location freedom, time freedom, and day-to-day flexibility.
Right.
So even if I was making $500K a year, if I didn't have those things, it wasn't about the money. It was about those things. So what does that actually mean? Location freedom means I can live where I want to live at any point. Not just, oh, I can work remote, but hey, I also have to be in Florida, or I also have to be in Oklahoma or whatever. No, I want to be able to be in Europe for 6 months mm-hmm. and still make the same amount of money mm-hmm. that I do. That's not possible in corporate tech, number one. Number two, time. Do I have to spend 2 hours commuting to the office because I can only afford to live in a certain area because the Bay Area is so expensive, so I have to live far away from San Francisco and then wake up at 6 but not get to work till 8:30 somehow and waste all that time? No time freedom. And three, day-to-day flexibility, meaning, oh no, if I leave at 4 o'clock from the office to go to the bank before they close at 5, will my boss look at me strange? I can't do that. When can I get a haircut? Will I get in trouble if I get it in the middle of the day? Like, just things like that, I saw the 40-year-olds that were VPs at the companies I worked at, and I was like, this still isn't the life that I want.
What was that exact moment that you realized that corporate success didn't mean financial freedom?
I think it was when I actually realized that I was 22, 23 years old doing the same job as 35-year-olds and outperforming them. So it wasn't like, I'll say it this way. There's a balance between humility and arrogance mm-hmm. that becomes confidence. And I waver here. Like people tell me to be humble and then I just beat everybody. And then it's like, okay, but now you're being too cocky. Okay, let me bring myself back down. And now I'm confident and like not too offensive where it doesn't offend people. But it was at my first company that I worked at, Veeam, Victor, Echo, Mike. Goldman Sachs invested in them. Google invested in them. I was their top performer. And I was 23. And like these 35-year-olds were looking at me like a threat, like mm-hmm. real competition. Mm. And I was like, I don't even want to be you guys. So the corporate success, whether it led to a certain level of financial freedom, 300K, 400K a year, if I still didn't have the three things that I told you I wanted, it wouldn't have mattered.
Wow. That's so interesting. So if you're somebody who is now got this financial freedom, what do you do to create that? Like, what is your core business?
Yeah. So I have stacked income streams on top of each other that kind of have to do with each other, but also are completely separate. And I'll explain what I mean. When I was in corporate, because Goldman Sachs invested in my company, I had the opportunity to network with hedge fund guys, investment bankers, and traders, for lack of better terms. Options traders specifically. And options trading, for people that don't know, you're basically making predictions about what's going to happen to certain stocks by certain dates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so instead of just saying, hey, like, do you own any stocks right now or
mm-hmm.
not? What's the stock that you own?
Gold and Apple.
Okay, so Apple. Why do you invest in Apple?
Because I know it's always going to make money. It's
because
like,
everybody buys iPhones
yeah,
and Macs, and we
right.
know this, right? That's good logic. The problem is, in order to make money on Apple stock, you need to have a lot of money. So you already have a lot of money. So buying Apple stock makes you more money.
Right.
Let's say this. Let's say you put $1 million in Apple stock. You'll make 10% on a good year, and you'll make 100 grand passively doing nothing. Amazing. Great job. But if you have $10,000, you want to make $1,000 for a year, 10%?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense to lock up your money in stock.
What do they do when they're investing smaller amounts?
They should trade options. What they do is they still buy stock. What they should do is trade options, which means I'm going to make a prediction, for example, that Apple is going to go to this price by this date.
Right.
And if it starts to go in this direction, I start to make money. If it starts to go away from this target, I start to lose money. So it's a wavering seesaw of winning and losing. It's not like gambling. People say, oh, is it gambling? Well, gambling to me is you roll the dice red or black and hope you win. Okay, well, there's no education behind that. We make strategic predictions, and I learned this originally in 2017 from Goldman traders, bankers, people that I was able to network with, started doing that, started following people's trades, and I basically was like, these guys are making money at a different level than me, and they can do it from anywhere in the world. And they were like, yeah, but Cam, I mean, technically, we can do it from anywhere in the world, but we work for Goldman Sachs. Mm. So we're stuck in New York. We wear a suit every day. So they also didn't have what I wanted. But the method in which they were trading did and does give me the three things that I always wanted, which is location freedom, time freedom, day-to-day flexibility. Mm. That's my first business, actually trading options. I'll probably make $500,000 this year actually trading options. So a lot of people are like, oh, I make million. It's hard. Like my partner, he makes $3 to $4 million a year trading options. He's my mentor. His mentor is the CEO of Hong Kong Bank. Uh-huh. So you can just imagine like the levels from him to him to me. Mm-hmm. And we went into business because I have the ability to bring this opportunity to the world at a level that no one has done before. And the reason I say no one's done before is because, and you probably know a lot of finance guru trading type people.
Right.
What do they offer? They typically offer a community, teaching, strategy, education, things that nobody really has the time for because they're fucking busy. Okay?
Right.
And what I've done is put my skin in the game with my clients like a real hedge fund. This is the key. We have a software that allows you, for example, as a client, to connect your trading account to mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it automatically will copy every trade that I do.
So, oh, I'm signing up today.
Scott Clary did.
Wait, you can literally do, I mean, I know he does well. He's my friend. Like, he does really well. He does it through you?
Yes.
Wait, tell me more. So wait, I can connect my account to yours.
Yes.
So for people that are starting out, tell them how they make an account.
Yeah.
What platform?
So you can use any open API brokerage.
FX. Now,
not FX.
Oh.
Don't say FX.
Don't use FX.
No. FX it's is terrible. Forex. No, just a whole different industry.
I know, foreign exchange.
Yeah, it's we trade options. It's U.S. stock market. It's all SEC compliant and regulated.
Oh, okay, because I was from the U.K.
Yeah, oh, that's why you said FX.
So we
that's what you
I
guys
was
do.
There. Yeah.
Which is fine because it makes sense because you're over there.
Yeah, I was over there. Okay, but over here we do different ones, but
yes,
continue.
Yes. So Charles Schwab, everyone knows who Charles Schwab is. You can use Charles Schwab, create an account, and set up level two options trading, and then connect that account to my level two options trading account. And every trade that I do will happen on your account, but for your budget proportionally. So if I have $100,000 in my account and I put $10,000 into a trade and you as a client have $10,000, it'll put $1,000 into that trade. And when I sell, you will sell proportionally. So there's no work for you anymore. So this is what the biggest hedge funds in the world do, right?
They're genius. This is AI?
It's not AI, it's an API. So the difference, AI means it's happening outside of human control.
Okay.
My traders, I have four traders. One of them is my business partner that I told you that makes $3 to $4 million a year trading options.
Mm-hmm.
He trades my capital by hand. So he's on the charts all day. He's watching the screen all day. I'm here talking to you. He's making me money while I'm here talking to you. Then when people sign up with us, they also make money because he is sitting behind the screens actually paying attention.
This is so fucking amazing. Like, for real. I'm literally like, the biggest problem is that I have the time to be up at the crazy hours when it opens, when this market happens, when there's too much in it. I'm too busy. I want it as another stream of income, which is what I have, but I leave them in there for long. What if I want to do like, I'm really asking stuff for the audience because I understand a lot of this and I actually love learning even more. But what about someone who wants to flip money? They want to put in money and get it out within 3 to 6 months.
Okay. So first thing, huge thing on what you said. You live here in LA most of the time. Mm-hmm. Options trading is early for you.
Yeah.
To get up and trade at 6:30. Most people in California don't even want to do that at all, let alone trade and actually focus. So there's two types of trades that we do.
Mm-hmm.
You said 3 to 6 month timeline. The first way is called swing trading. Swing trading means we'll make a prediction that something's going to happen to Apple specific. in 6 months or in 3 months. And then we can make a big amount of money in 3 to 6 months by making that strategic bet instead of just putting 10,000 into Apple stock and hoping it goes up someday and hoping it compounds and eventually makes us money that we can change our lives with. Bad strategy unless you already have a million liquid. Because like I said, stocks go up 10% a year. So 10% on a million is 100,000. 100,000 you can pull it out and change your life with. $1,000? Can. So swing trading is one. Day trading is two.
Mm-hmm.
People are, oh, day trading, Cam, it's gambling. It's gambling, and 99% of people lose day trading because they have jobs.
Mm.
You can't trade with a full-time strategy while also having a full-time job.
Wow.
That's like saying, how am I going to have a laundromat and a car wash? People do, business owners do. But what if you just have a laundromat and a car wash and you can't be in both places at once physically? So you have to have staff to run the businesses. So people don't set up their life for the trading strategy that they're trying to do. My day trader that makes $3 to $4 million a year trades full time. He is on the charts during market hours and he studies at night and he fights MMA to blow off some steam. That's his life. He doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs, sleeps early. That's why he's my business partner. He is the person that you want managing your capital.
He is.
And now we are able to do it in an SEC compliant way. SEC compliant means, guys, you probably heard these horror stories. I got rug pulled by crypto. I got scammed in another market. You can't get scammed in Tesla. I can't rug pull Tesla. It's too big of a company. I can't rug pull Apple. So you're trading with us and you're copying the trades that I do with hundreds of thousands of dollars of my money. If I lose, you lose. If I win, you win. So you're betting on me and my track record, which we can talk about at some point if you'd like.
No, this is so fucking good. Let's talk about your track record now. I think this is a perfect time. And then I want to talk about swing trading. Because this is something you speak about.
We do about 20 to 30% a month. Okay, so if we do some math, 10K, we'll make 2 to 3K month one. Now we have, let's say, 13K. We'll make 20 to 30% on that.
For each person?
Yeah. Because I'm just giving round numbers. Like if everybody had 10K, expect to do 20 to 30% a month with
That's
our strategy.
That's incredible.
You know the S&P 500 does 7% a year.
Really?
I have videos on my YouTube. I literally break down. I would bore the audience to death if I just took my phone out and like showed my portfolio right now. I can get risky and do it. But there's videos. There's videos on my YouTube where I show I turned 25K into 100K.
How quick?
In 3 months.
In 3 months?
Yes. December 17th.
Through options?
Through options. Swing trading specifically. December 17th to March 4th of this year. So December 17th to 25 to March 4th, 2026. I show every trade. So you can go watch this 5-minute video. We host a webinar as well every week. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
It's a free webinar and we show our accounts live. I have 230 in one account and 110 right now fluctuating in another. And then my partner has $5 million in an E-Trade right now. So we show you this live. You can see the trades. You can see that we really trade and understand these are the trades that we do that you are now able to copy automatically with no effort.
Whoa, that's different. Because most finance guys, and we were talking about this before the show, will be like, here, this is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you're on the road.
Yes.
And it's like, what do you mean? Like, yeah. I'm going to sink.
Yeah.
Everybody who has anything from 10,000 up in a separate bank account from your normal day to day or can have 10,000 upwards, I highly recommend trading.
Yeah.
I personally do it. And it's been a really stable additional passive income.
Yeah.
And it's something that's why, you know, I was really excited for this conversation. Swing trading worked for you when other investments didn't. Am I right?
Yes. The reason why is because it made sense for my life at the time.
Mm.
So if I was working at my old company, Veeam, busy job, I get in the office at 8:30, I'm working hard till 4. And let's say I tried to day trade, which a lot of people in tech do. They're like, let me try to day trade. Oh, I got to go into a meeting now. Oh, I got to talk to my boss. Oh, I lose money. Well, yeah, because you're trying to do a full-time strategy with a full-time job. Swing trading is not a full-time trading strategy. It is a part-time trading strategy. So even if I didn't have the API to automate things for people, before we had the API developed, people would follow our swing trades. And I told them, I'm like, look, you can do these trades part-time. If you're going to follow our day trades, though, you must be full-time. So don't try to do this part-time. Only swing trade part-time. So My point is, it made sense for my life to work corporate and enter a trade on a Monday and maybe sell on a Friday. That's basically what swing trading is. Like, you don't have to enter a trade and then watch it like a hawk all day when you have other stuff to do. You just need to check it a couple times throughout the day, because the trade doesn't expire for potentially a week, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, beyond that.
Wow. So this has really been a fucking game changer for you.
Changed my life.
So does somebody need experience, or can they go in as a beginner? What if I've got some ladies out there right now who are, they got a bit of cash on the side. Maybe someone went through a divorce. She's got like half a mil sitting there. She wants to multiply it and doesn't know. And the bank's like invested in this, which is like 5-10 years. Honey, who's waiting 5-10 years? Or maybe I've got some guys out there who already know what we're talking about. How does that work?
Yeah. So My biggest recommendation is understand what you're investing in to the extent that you need to understand it. What does that mean? When I go and invest in tech companies, I'm an angel investor and I invest in seed rounds of companies. I don't need to know everything about biotech. I don't need to be a biotech expert. I need to know people that are biotech experts. And then I can evaluate with those people on if I want to put 50 to 100 grand in this company. So I'm not telling you to become a swing trading expert and spend hours on YouTube.
Right.
What I'm telling you is, allow me to educate you. So we have a free trial where we come in, we take a potential client, whether they're going to become a client or not, and we work with them for free for a week. We show them, we give them 3 study sessions, teach them what we do, show them our results, and let them even either put small amounts of money into certain trades and see the results, or just watch us trade and watch our other clients trade and see the results and meet our clients and so on and so forth. Then they can decide, this is really cool. I see how it makes money, but I don't have the time to keep learning like this 3 days a week and trade myself. Great. We've solved that problem through the software. You can let your capital sit and connect your account to mine through the API, and it'll copy every trade that I do with their budget. So the point is, you can try before you buy here. This isn't something where we're trying to high pressure sale you. Come figure out if this is for you or not.
That is so powerful. I think you're somebody who truly is the leading, going to become one of the leading faces in this. And I've already seen that you've been named that in so many ways because of your tenacity, your energy, your exciting. You've been on some of the biggest podcasts. You're being seen. Your visibility is incredible. And I highly commend that. And I'm excited to definitely, tap in at some point and do this, because I can see that this is going to be a lot easier for me than just having my traditional things, which I'm going to switch. So you guys will check back in soon and we'll see how I'm doing. Feel free to DM me and ask me in 3 months or 6 months, hey, Natasha, how's your trading going with you? Yeah. I'm excited. Absolutely. I love that Scott's doing it too. He's so dope.
Scott, do you know Austin Dunham in Miami or no?
Maybe
he's younger. Austin Dunham's a client, Fresh from Fresh and Fit is a client, and Scott as well.
Cool.
So
Fresh and Fit's dope. I love it. Okay, I want to talk about money and investing. What's the difference between making money and creating freedom?
You can only create freedom if the way you make money is that type of vehicle. So for example, I'll even use investment banking as an example. If you work on Wall Street and you work at Goldman Sachs or Merrill Lynch, you're never really going to be free. I know those guys. They work long hours. They work weekends. The last time I was in New York, a friend's friend took a shot of tequila and looked at me and goes, I got to get up for work tomorrow. I'm like, tomorrow's Saturday. He's like, yeah, I got to be in the office from 10 to 7. I'm like, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.? He's like, yeah. I'm like, on a Saturday. He's like, yeah. He's like, they always got stuff for me to do. I'm like, how much you make? He's like, $500,000 a year. I'm like, great, so good money. He's like, yeah, but I live in New York and, it's expensive here. And so it's like, these people aren't even satisfied and they're quote unquote playing the game at the highest level. So the difference between making money and creating freedom is you have to pick your vehicle right. I stumbled upon swing trading because I worked at the right company. There's always luck involved. Everybody that wants to be like, oh, it's just hard work, no luck, like the Damon John stuff. Like, you want to do all that? That's fine. Damon John is successful. Nobody's saying he's not. He's more successful than me. But there is luck involved. There is luck involved. There is timing involved. There is relationships involved. There is networking involved. And if you're like, certain things don't happen without luck and God's blessings. It's just the reality. So pick the right thing and think about, do people have freedom with the thing that you're trying to do? Most tech employees never have freedom unless their company blows up.
And then they get
the stock, the IPO. So For example, my friend works at Okta, big cybersecurity company. His stock was big when they went public. He made a lot of money. Still works like a fucking dog, though, because he can either quit his job or do what they tell him to do. So I didn't see, at 23, I saw that was not for me. I'm like, they're telling me to max out my 401k, which is a scam. We can talk about that too. Max out your 401k, okay, which is 23 grand a year and some change, and just let it keep compounding until I'm 59. What if I die at 65? The average person lives 65, 75.
Well, can I just like add into this point? When people are like, you know, I'm saving all this money because then, you know, when I'm older, I can retire and go and live in Palm Beach. All right, sweetie. So now you're hobbling to walk. You're in Palm Beach on a beach. You've got a walking stick and you literally can barely remember your husband's name or whatever he's got. Why have we waited all that time to go and live on the beach? What is going on? Start now.
Yep.
Like reverse engineer it.
Yeah.
You know?
There's certain Drake lines that like make sense when you really think about them. And Drake, you know, he'll say something like, fuck being rich when I'm 40, I'm trying to make it now.
Yeah, amen.
And he says other crazy shit too that maybe we shouldn't channel.
No, do it because this is a very out there show.
But the reality is like, I flew first class here. Do I want to fly first class now? Or do I want to wait till I'm 60? And then, you know what's funny? My dad did everything right. He tells me to this day, you know, I did everything by the book. I did everything right. Mm-hmm. And, but when I say by the book, I mean, like, he did the corporate path.
Yeah.
He invested in the 401k. He bought a house. The house appreciated from 600K when he bought it to 2 million.
Uh-huh.
He's made money. And you know what his biggest regret is? He says, you know, I wish I was more like your uncle. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I just wish I took more risk when he told me to. And that's why my shirt says take more risk. I forgot I even had the shirt.
Wow.
Like, the life that you want is on the other side of really scary decisions. Ooh, and really scary shit.
Just said the same shit this morning.
There you go.
The life that you want is on the other side of visibility. And you say taking risks, same shit. Like,
yeah.
It's on the other side of getting yourself out there and doing the things you want. So what did your dad, so he regrets? What did your uncle do?
My uncle took a lot of risks with real estate and tech investing. So he took his active income from real estate, selling real estate. And then he had opportunities to invest in companies like Uber early. He made $6 million on Uber. So why though? Well, he was in real estate. So he was leasing the buildings to tech people,
right,
to tech people that wanted an office. So the difference between a courageous person and a not courageous person, they're both scared. One does something about it and one doesn't. I'll say an example. My girl's here. She's watching. I'm going to say this anyway. She knows. I use this example all the time. I say it on the airplane. If Halle Berry's in a coffee shop, I'm going to be terrified. I'm either going to approach her or I'm not. Most guys are not going to approach her. You think I got a girl like that by being scared?
No. How did you meet?
I hosted a party. She actually worked at the party, but through a mutual friend. So I didn't know her. We just said hi, bye. I was actually with an ex at the time. Thank God, no more her. And 3 weeks later, we ran into each other at another just local bar that we all go to. And smooth things were said, clearly.
Wow.
Right? I don't know.
That was it.
And then went on a date and just never stopped.
Okay, so you took a risk.
I took a risk. But once again, what is risk? Getting rejected? What is risk? Spending 10 grand? What is risk? Like, you have to look at how you reevaluate risk. This is the biggest financial gap that people have in their mind that simply isn't real about risk. Let's say you're poor. Okay. Let's say you have 5 grand to your name. Okay. You can't afford a lot of the investments that you might want to make or the mentors that you might want to hire or the country club or the network or whatever you're trying to do. I can't afford it. I'll just save up. Well, if you could have saved up, you would have done it already. So your saving plan doesn't work. So go to the fucking bank with your great credit that you brag about having and borrow money. Because here's what happens when you borrow money. I borrowed $92,000, how many years ago? 8 years ago now, from Chase, American Express, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and US Bank. And I used it to learn shit. And I used it to get in the right rooms. And I used it to become more successful.
So good.
And my parents thought I was an idiot. And now they're wrong. And you know what Alex Hormozzi said? You only have to be right once. I was right. But I wasn't right until I was right, meaning there was time when I wasn't right. And they were like, ah, we're right, we're right, we're right. You're wrong. You're stupid for borrowing money.
Mm-hmm.
let's talk about risk. What's the risk? Your parents calling you stupid, your friends calling you stupid, and American Express calling your phone saying you owe them something? They're not the mob. They're not going to break your legs. Take the risk. Don't borrow money from the cartel. Go to the bank. It's not risky. People just think things are risky because they want to. Ah, that's scary. What if I go into debt? You're already broke. The fuck's the difference? You can be zero or negative 90. It didn't matter to me.
Right.
It's like my pride didn't matter because people let pride get in the way of money. Oh, I don't want to be in debt. Who cares? I was in debt for 2 years.
Really?
I was in 100K of debt for two years.
Oh, God. My story 8 years ago, I was in almost $300,000 of debt and it was so heavy. I remember thinking, like, how am I getting out of this? But the funny thing is, after I got out of it, I realized I would have thought I would never take a loan out again after that. Oh, no. That's when I went and took out another loan for my business. And that's when I skyrocketed. But I took such a fucking massive risk at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm never going to borrow money again. But no, that's because what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start to realize what is good for my business? What's good for me? What do I need to do to get ahead? And then I was like, I need the most amazing mentor and I need to be in this room and I need visibility. And look at where we are now.
And when you win, then they say it's luck. And it's okay because it is a little bit of luck, but just a little bit. Like the rest is the risk you're taking. The rest is the skill. The rest are the skills you're developing.
Yes, we create our own luck.
That's what I'm saying.
We create our own luck. Luck is not something that just happens. Luck is something that we create.
Mm-hmm.
Luck is something that we design. Mm-hmm. Life by design. We are literally living a movie. Mm-hmm. Life is a movie. You choose your character. You write your script. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be rich and wealthy? And what do you want to do with it? Mm-hmm. So when I tell people how much you want to make. But really, it's beyond that. When I say how much you want to make, that is just the starting point. What do you want to do with the money? What do you want to do now you're rich? What do you want to do? That's the feeling we're tapping into. You wanted time, money, freedom, and daytime, day-to-day freedom. Is
flexibility.
Flexibility, right? Yeah. And that's beautiful. That's what we really want. We want that ability to be able to go, fuck it, let's go to Vegas tomorrow.
Yes.
Let's go to Miami and go and celebrate this thing. Let's go to Italy.
Yeah.
Let's go do whatever we want to do whenever we want to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that freedom is the feeling that you're really after. The money is just the provider of that. So you're really seeking experience and feeling. Mm-hmm. That's what you got to tap into. Mm-hmm. So now, change your life. Because if you always did what you always did, you always get what you always got. Mm-hmm. You got to do something a little different to get a different result.
I say this every day. I swear to God. I literally say, I'm like, how do you expect for something else to happen when you keep doing the same thing? Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
No.
It doesn't make sense. Like, even me, like, I'll tell you something that I'm kind of scared of at this age. I'm like, why have we not gone to Europe? Well, it's just because I don't really know how to travel in Europe. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, oh, I need to plan it. But I can keep waiting until I plan the perfect Europe trip, or I can just go to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just, like, be in Europe.
Stop before you're ready. We don't need to actually have the perfect website before we start on our visibility. Mm-hmm. We don't need to have hundreds of thousands before we start trading.
Even on the perfect trade, look, I'll tell you on a deeper level, we don't need to wait till we have hundreds of thousands to trade, but we also don't need to look for the perfect trade to trade, meaning we look for good enough trades. I don't want to get super technical, but good enough trades. What does that mean? That means a lot of things are good about this potential prediction we're trying to make.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. This is actually going to be interesting. What do you think my win rate is on my trades? How many do I win? What percentage do I
80.
Win? You're wrong. 50.
You're joking.
Now listen to this. You're probably like, wait a second. If you only win 50%, don't you just break even?
Yeah, then? Fuck. I was hoping you were going to say 80.
No. 50. The wins are just much bigger than the losses. Mm. So let me give you an example. Let's say I do one trade and I make $10,000 in profit. And let's say I take another trade and I lose $1,000. What's my net? $9,000. Mm-hmm. If I just do that over and over, I win. So in a nutshell, that's the way we trade. We only win one out of every two trades, but our wins are much bigger than our losses because we know how to manage risk. Ironically, that we're talking about risk today. Managing risk. We understand that losing 10% on a trade, oh no, it's okay. We don't need to make every trade win. We just need our wins to outweigh our losses over the course of a year, by far. And that's what we do. So you don't need to waiting until you're ready is why men are single at 40.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if I can approach her now.
Right. Or I don't know if I'm ready for it. I mean, I had a 25-year-old the other day be like, oh, I'm not ready for a girlfriend. Bro, grow the fuck up. I know 23-year-olds who are fucking married at this point. Because then, and why YouTubers at 21 are making more than a guy that's worked in corporate for 50 years? Yeah. Risk.
Yes. Understanding that risk isn't what you think it is. It's not what you think it is. Most of the risks that you are scared to take are not that scary. They're just scary in your head.
It's just false evidence appearing real, which is fear.
Wow.
False evidence appearing real. They need to get out their own way. Don't 99% of traders lose money?
They do. And it's because of multiple reasons. One, they are trying to trade full-time when they don't have the full-time to trade.
Which is why your software
changes that for them. Yes, dang. Because most people don't have the time to trade, but they don't want to put 10 grand in the S&P 500 and make $700 at the end of the year. They don't want to do that. Why would you want to do that? Why does it, in what world does it make sense to put 10 grand locked up for a year? Hey, I'm going to put this 10 grand over here. I can't touch it. And at the end of the year, I'm like, oh, that's $700. Amazing. What the fuck am I going to do with that after a year? Take it out. Now you got to pay taxes on it.
Oh, I know.
It's not even $700 now.
Is this better than Bitcoin?
It's not about better or worse. They're different. I invest in Bitcoin. I have a lot of Bitcoin. Okay. I originally bought Bitcoin actually when I was at Veeam in 2017. They were 4K a piece. I bought four of them. I held until they were 90 or so. Sold them all. So I made good money. Bitcoin is a long-term investment. It is the new S&P 500. It is something that you should buy into every month if you can. I put a certain amount of my check into Bitcoin every month because I know it is a predictable cycle. What does that mean? That means every 4 years, it has continued to have a peak that is bigger than its last peak. That's it. So every crash, who cares? I'm buying because I know the next peak is going to be bigger. Why? Because it's had a predictable cycle. So you can't predict the future. You can just bet on the past. I bet on the past. The future is continuing to happen. And in 10 years, it's going to be a few million.
Is it better than real estate?
So I don't invest in real estate yet. So I'm not going to claim that I'm a real estate expert. But what I can tell you is a lot of my clients are real estate people. And they are making money too slowly. And that is why they come to me. They're like, Cam, you know, I own property. I make some cash flow. Boom, boom, boom. I'm not making money like that. On paper, they have equity, right? The dream. Ah, I own a house or something, right? They can't afford to do a lot of things they want to do because their money's tied up in real estate and the cash flow doesn't even outweigh what they put in. Imagine if I told you, Natasha, you have to put 100K into this trade, but you're only going to make $300 a month from it. You'd be like, that's a terrible idea. A lot of these real estate people, they're not making money like that. They just have the prestige of doing real estate. Where real estate's going to come in for me is for taxes. Okay, so all my like real estate people in my circle, they're like, Cam, you should buy property because you're going to pay a lot in taxes this year because you make too much money, especially with short-term capital gains and trading. You get taxed like 40% basically of what you make, which is a lot. Okay, answer number one to that is make more money and pay taxes and fuck off. Option number two is down the road. Yeah, if you're making 10 million plus a year, even 5 mil, it makes sense to start looking at real estate to reduce your overall taxable income.
Puerto Rico.
Or move to Puerto Rico and live that life. But you only have to be there 6 months out of the year.
No.
I've looked at that. I've seen people that done it. I get mixed reviews from it. People are like, some people love it. Some people are like, this is fucking
trash. It's tough because the dates you have to be there, it's like, oh no.
You tried it or no?
I haven't and I wouldn't. Okay. I wouldn't. I love it. I'm in fucking California. Yeah. I own it. I pay the highest tax and I don't give a fuck.
We want to do San Diego.
There you go. People are like, why would you live in LA? I'm like, because I'm rich.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, oh, you don't want to live in LA? And we've got billionaires talking about it. There's another layer.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in California. Well, okay, if we're smart about it, then we lay it out in the right way. Like, we understand.
Here's the issue, though. After 50 mil, it doesn't change. I'm not speaking from experience. I'm speaking from my uncle's experience. That's only reference I have, meaning the people that he's around are Omid Kordestani, number four in Google. He goes to Bill Gates' charity dinner. This is the group. My uncle's the lower level of that group financially. But he's around these people. And they all do the same shit. If it's just about like swinging cock and like having an ego match and like who can get the best gold digger that is out there. Like, if they want to play that game, sure, there's somebody's going to win, right? But, like, in terms of, like, the house, the first class, the private jets, like, look, it's all the same after a certain number. It shouldn't be about the number. It should be about the lifestyle and what you truly want. Like, for me, I always wanted a really nice place to live. I don't need to drive a Rolls Royce. I don't need to drive a Lambo. I like BMWs. Like, it's okay. I don't need big jewelry. It's okay. I have one plain Jane. This is Sky Dweller. Like, I don't need a Richard Mille. It's okay. Like, I don't need that shit. I need security. That's what I always wanted. I wanted to wake up in the morning and be like, oh, I'm up a few mil. Nah, I don't want to work today. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Oh, someone wants me to do something? Fuck you. Somebody wants me to do something? Fuck you. I can just do whatever I want. Who gives a shit?
You are so funny. If someone gave you $10,000 today, what would you do with it?
I haven't thought about what 10,000 means to me in a long time. I know that sounds like an asshole to say that.
And why I ask you that is because someone in the audience might be like, what do I do with 10,000?
If you have 10 grand, trading options is really, I know it sounds biased. I'm here for a reason. Look, trade options with 10K. You can put 10% of your account into 10 trades, 1,000 into 10 trades. If you win 50%, like I said, it doesn't mean you break even and lose the other five. It means as long as the first five, or however many, five out of 10, are good trades and you win a high percentage on each trade. So that means if I win one trade, if I do 100% return, that means I doubled my money on that trade. The next trade, maybe I only lose 10%. I only lose a little bit of money. So my win is still outweighing the losses. If I do that for 10 trades in a row with 10 grand, I'm making money. You can't put 10 grand in stocks and think it's going to change your life. It doesn't work that way. 401k won't work. Can't do real estate with it. So what are your other options? If you have a job, it's too fucking hard to start a business. I couldn't even do it. That's why I traded first before I ever started a business.
Right.
I went in order.
Very good.
People are doing shit in the wrong order.
So option trading.
Options trading. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Okay, I want to play a quick game before we wrap for the end. Okay, rapid fire. First thing that comes to your mind. Corporate job or entrepreneurship?
Entrepreneurship.
Stocks or real estate?
Stocks.
Rich or free?
Free.
Biggest money lesson?
Take more risk.
Most overrated investment?
Real estate.
Most underrated investment?
Trading options.
First thing you bought after leaving corporate?
Ooh. Car, BMW.
Wow. One habit that changed your life?
Do things when you're scared. It's probably the right thing to do.
Cam, so many people are scripting a life of freedom, abundance, and flexibility, but they're still stuck in a job that they don't love. Mm. What's the first shift that they need to make if they want to start creating freedom today instead of someday?
Stop asking people for advice that don't have what you want. The biggest thing, I was walking around when I used to work in tech and I was listening to these people telling me things. I'm like, you guys don't have shit. Why am I even considering listening to you when you don't have anything close to what I want? You have to, the only people that are going to believe in your vision are people that actually have done it. Mm-hmm. Meaning, even now, if I go back like to San Francisco and like talk to my old tech colleagues, they'll just be like, yeah, but that doesn't make sense, man. DJ Matt, oh my God, I'm on live TV. I shouldn't say that shit. Okay, listen, I'll give you an example. There's a guy from our neighborhood, right? Just respectfully, doesn't have anything going for himself, in my opinion. He spent probably a couple hours of his time formulating an essay response to one of my stories to try to prove me wrong on Instagram about something I said.
That's what he spent his time doing.
Yes. And if I almost responded. I said, and then, by the way, ran into me 3 days later after writing that. I had forgot to even like read the message, but he starts talking as if I already read it. I didn't read it yet. So he's talking and he's like, but didn't what I say made sense? And I was like, what is he talking about? He starts talking more. I'm like, oh, fuck. He's talking about the DM he sent 3 days ago. Meaning for 3 days, he's been thinking about telling me this in person. If he spent that much energy, instead of challenging me, someone who has everything that he wants, and just fucking learn something that makes money, he would not be broke at 30. Mm. He can hate me. He can say this is bad. I'm not supposed to say things. It's okay because it's true and we all know it. So stop. Imagine if I listened to him and said, oh, shit, I got to go be more like him. Imagine if I did that with my tech colleagues and said, I got to be like you guys. oh man, I'd be nowhere today.
Right.
Because I had to listen to people that were all the way up here that had something that understood the shit I was talking about before I had it. I looked a business owner dead in his eyes yesterday. And I told him, I complained to him about something in my business, just complained about, just venting one business owner to another. He looked at me, you could tell it fucking clicked. He was like, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I'm like, yeah. You have to surround yourself with people that have what you want or have more than what you want in whatever aspect it is. I don't go to skinny people and ask them how to work out. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make sense. I don't go to virgins and ask them how to talk to girls. It doesn't make sense. Be around people at the level that you aspire to be at and ask those people for advice. Chances are you are asking people around you for advice who don't have what you want or have no aspiration to get there at all.
Wow, so good. Cam, you are so fascinating. Thank you for teaching us all about financial freedom and trading today. This has been so interesting, and I know somebody out there has enjoyed it as much as I have. Where can they find you?
Yes, so right now my Instagram is shadow banned, something I have to talk to you about as well.
Okay, we'll talk.
But we're going to put a Discord link, and we typically don't offer this, but we're going to put a Discord link. It's free. Discord means you can join, watch us trade, learn our strategies for a week, and you can talk to me directly. So just join. I'll message you personally. I'll make sure you get set up. You can watch us. You can learn from us for a week. Decide if you want to work with us or not. It's all free. There's literally no risk. So when I say take more risk, I'm telling you to take no risk and do this. My Instagram is ProfitWithCam, Profit with K-A-M. In this moment, mm-hmm. you cannot look me up. By the time this drops, I pray to God you can.
Yeah, you will be able to. I'm sure. There we go. This will be so good. So the links are below, and I guess we'll see you again soon. How wonderful. Thank you for coming.
Natasha, thank you. It's been
amazing. Thank you, guys. See you again for more next time. Bye for now.